You're listening to Graham Holland and It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
This is show number 111, Confessions of a Podcaster.
Painted baby and the gypsy queen all come together in a little algerine. Together in a little old dream, the lady baby and the gypsy queen. Four little cherry stones on my plate, you want more, gonna change my fate. You want more, gonna change my fate, got four little cherry stones on my plate. Come on boys, gonna ride my luck, I'm counting on you to ride my luck, yeah, yeah. Thief had them all, they were all so sweet. Had them all, they were all so sweet. The rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Come on, boys, gonna ride my luck. I'm counting on you to ride my luck, yeah, yeah. Come on, boys, gonna ride my luck. I'm counting on you to ride my luck, yeah, yeah.
My name's Graham Holland and I'd like to welcome you to show number 111 of the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, being broadcast live from my lily pad here on Wavertree Pond in Liverpool, England. Going out around the world from my home on the internet, itsafrogslife.net/podcast. And what can I say? I'm back. Forgive me, listener, for I have sinned. It's been 6 months since my last It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, and Yeah, there have been mitigating circumstances, combination of factors. Just before Christmas, just before breaking up for Christmas, being given my redundancy notice, which wasn't very nice. And so since beginning of April, I've been working on setting up as a self-employed. So obviously that takes up a lot of time. Anyone who's been self-employed or knows anyone who's self-employed will know how much time and effort it takes. So that's been taking up a lot of my time and effort, as I said. And I've been wanting to keep the Liverpool acoustic stuff going as well, and I've been still doing the Liverpool acoustic spotlight and the scouting stuff as well. And well, something I had to give, and unfortunately it was the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. But I'd always been meaning to bring it back, and you know, it was never going to be a permanent break, because I enjoy doing it so much. So I am back. I don't know how long I'll be back for. it might be another 6 month break, who knows. But I'm back into the swing of things. I'd like to thank actually all of the people, all of the listeners who've contacted me to say, where's the show gone? Is everything okay? What's happening? You know, guys like the guys at Punky Radio and at folkcast.co.uk and the podcast guy Dave Thackeray, the podcast guy, and lots of people. Bill in where's my list gone? I have got a list here somewhere, which I can't find. You can tell how out of practice I am, because that bedding track should have been looping behind me. Let me try that again. That's better. Yeah, Bill in Los Angeles, I know, has been in touch. And Hazel in... I'm going to say Belgium. It's probably not Belgium, it's probably some other country. Hazel, I just can't find my list anyway. But those of you who have been in touch, thank you very much indeed. It has been one of the reasons why I've been spurred back behind the microphone. And getting back into the swing of things, as you can see there from the mix up with the bedding music. I am a little bit out of practice, but I'm sure it's like riding a bike. Once you get back onto a bike, you don't forget how to ride it. So here we go. Yeah, the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, bringing you some of the best pod-safe, independent and unsigned music from right there across the United Kingdom, and the occasional sojourns across the seas to other countries. A great start to the show. That was Baba Jack, and the reason I played Baba Jack is because I heard that one on Amazing Radio, which is a digital only station here in the UK, but obviously broadcast around the world on the internet as well, to amazingradio.co.uk. And I heard that track, Lady Baby Stomp, by Baba Jack, and I contacted them because I played them on the show in the past. I contacted them and said that any chance I could play that one on this show, and they very kindly sent me that one and another one, so I'm going to play the other one at the end of the show. Baba Jack, or Trev, who plays slide, acoustic and wine box guitars and rack harmonica, and Beck, who plays African drum, stomp, percussion and lead vocals. They're joined by Ian Jenkins on bass and double bass, and Sue Bell on violin and vocals. And they have released two excellent albums, The Maker in 2008, which that track is from, and Exercising Demons, not exorcising, exercising, yeah, take them out for a run, in 2010. You can find out information where you can buy them from their website at babajack.com. Slight change to the way I'm doing the show notes. I used to put in links to the main website and to Facebook and to MySpace and to everywhere else on the internet that the artists and bands have a presence, but I'm not going to do that from now on. I'm just going to put the main site. So if their main site is a proper website, I'll put that. If their main site is a MySpace, I'll put that, but I'm not going to put both if they've got both. Because 9 times out of 10, if you go to the main website, there's links to all of their other places on the internet. So Baba Jack can be found at babajack.com, and you can buy their music direct from them, or if you prefer, you can get it from iTunes and Amazon. And links in the show notes to both those places. It's frogslife.net/podcast, but you know that already, don't you? Right, next up. Yes. Oh, I've been looking forward to playing this for a long time. Luke Jackson. What can I say about Luke Jackson? I played Luke Jackson right back in the early days of this show, and that is going back a while. And Luke Jackson has just come on year on year and matured year on year as a performer and as a songwriter. He is prolific. He has opened for the likes of Martin Joseph, Paul Brady, Steve Knightley, Show of Hands, Chris Wood, as well as having tons of major festival appearances. If you look at his gig list on his website, you know, the amount of gigging he does and gets out and does, it would put majority of singer-songwriters and musicians to shame, it would. And he's only, I think he's 16, or is that 17, just had his 17th birthday, or 17, just had his 18th birthday. He's young, and he's extremely talented. He's going to be releasing his first ever proper CD release. It's going to be a 5-track EP, and that's going to be out at the beginning of July, early July, it says. You can find out all you need to know about Luke Jackson at www.lukepauljackson.co.uk. So it gives me great pleasure to play you this track. It's the title track. It is called A Run and Hide on the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast.
Dreams are right until you awaken, so it seems. Reality is more fake until you fall, fall, fall to sleep. You are just the same, you flatter to deceive. You, it's just a game, but when you call, 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 don't come crying to me. And all your wrong intentions, all your wasted lines, all your miscomprehension. You chose not to abide, so now you run and hide. And go, be gone without a trace, don't let them know you were ever in this place. Go ahead and leave, 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 leave it all behind. And you find yourself alone walking this road that you travel on your own, so you will grieve, grieve, grieve. But there's hope just down the line. And all your wrong intention, and all your wasted lives, all choose not to abide. So no, same, you will believe the lies that you have weaved, but soon you'll fall, fall, fall from grace.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Of trees and small towns become villages with glowing wreaths. As my speed clear, unimportant is the color white, except to make the black shine more. The real fascination is just to see the growing hope of transformation.
Joe Holtaway and a song called Colour White. If you're wondering why there was a very long Silence at the beginning of that. It's because there's a long silence at the beginning of the track, and I should have noticed it and made sure that it wasn't. But as I said, I'm out of practice, and I was thrown as well because the phone went during the Luke Jackson track. Oh yes, it's all conspiring against me. First of all, Joe Holtaway, yeah, he got in touch. I played him in the past as a solo artist and as a member of the Sea Kings, but he says he's been doing some solo stuff during the times when the Sea Kings have been in the studio and haven't actually been recording at that time. So he's jumped up and recorded some of his solo stuff. It's from a mini album called Words by H, and that's poems by Hazel Lum, and I think Hazel Lum is a poet who lives in Manchester, if I remember right. I don't think I've written it down, but it doesn't matter. You can find out all about Joe Holtaway at joeholtaway.wordpress.com, and Holtaway is Holtaway, joeholtaway.wordpress.com. And I went on there just now actually, and there's information about his recordings, but there doesn't seem to be anywhere to buy them. Maybe I just wasn't looking hard enough. Anyway, that's to Joe Holtaway, and a nice track like that one. Next, listener comments. I'm not going to do any listener comments because apart from those messages that I can't find at the moment about why I've not done the show and asking if everything's okay, there haven't really been any listener comments, so I'm not going to do that. There has been another reason though why I took a break, and that's because the company that used to host these files, these MP3s that you download and listen to, a company called Libsyn, they stopped their compt accounts, and that means that the members of the Association of Music Podcasting who used to get a certain amount of free account in exchange for playing the name of the company and linking to it in show notes and that kind of thing, extra publicity, they stopped that deal, and then actually they very quickly said to us that you've got like 3-4 weeks to move all your stuff, all of your files, and set them up somewhere else if you're not willing to pay. And at that point I wasn't willing to pay, so I've jumped ship. I'm no longer with Libsyn. All the old shows, they still got the Libsyn thingy in it, but I'm not going to go back and re-edit them out. But the files are now going to be hosted back on, I was going to say Podcast Alley, well, I can't even remember what it is, but it's called now Mevio. Yes, because that's free. I like that. It's free. So, you won't notice any difference. You shouldn't notice any difference, apart from the fact that some of your file names will be all skewed. At least with their Libsyn, when you download the file, it was exactly the same file name as the one I uploaded. It doesn't quite work that way with Mevio, and they change it and mess around with it. But as I said, it's free, so who am I to complain? I'm going to move swiftly on. Two tracks now, back to back. The second one is the Hopping All Over the World feature. I've been going around the world playing a different track on each show, going through the alphabet, starting with A. Last one was G. Last time we did it, which is a bit so long ago, with G for Germany. H is for Hungary. And I thought, well, who better than somebody with Hungarian connections? And that's Gábor Kovács from Electrical Language at electricallanguage.co.uk. So he's going to introduce that track for me as well, which is great. So before that, a bit of folky folk music, courtesy of Mike Katz and Mike Whelans. Mike Katz is a member of Battlefield Band, who I've played on this show before as well. It's great. And this track, this free track, came to me courtesy of Manila PR. So thanks to the guys over at Manila PR for sending me this. It was some time back, and at the time that this was being offered as a free download as well, but I've been onto the Temple Records website and I can't find it anywhere. So you can have a look yourself, templerecords.co.uk. But this is Mike Katz and Mike Whelans. You can see the video of this on YouTube as well. I'll put a link in the show notes to that. This is Mike Katz and Mike Whelans with two tunes, Juan Montinos and Tail Toddle. Take it away, Mikes.
Very kind of Graham to invite me to contribute this week's Hopping Around the World feature. I'm Gábor Kovács, or Kovács Gábor if you're Hungarian, although I'm English, I have a Hungarian name being of Hungarian parentage. I'm the host of Electrical Language podcast at electricallanguage.co.uk. I hope Graham won't mind me putting in that little plug. Now, Graham's asked me to introduce four Hopping Around the World this week. A Hungarian acoustic song. Probably is acoustic, but it's very much more folky. The artist I'm bringing you is Andrea Gerak, who spent her time between Hungary and Stockholm in Sweden, and she sings sort of Hungarian folk songs and new age songs and so on in a sort of modern style, but nevertheless, you know, you can hear the Hungarian folk traditions in this. And well, let's get on with the song. By the way, I need to tell you that you can find Andrea Gerak at www.andreagerak.com. That's AndreaGerak.com. The song I'm going to bring you is Ava Azamadar, and I apologise for mangling my Hungarian pronunciation, if you're Hungarian and know about the pronunciation of that language. Ava Azamadar means lonely is the bird. I was looking around on the web to see if I could find a lyric or two to read you, but you'll certainly get the feel of that sort of loneliness from the song. So here it is, Andrea Gerak hopping around the world with Ava Azamadar.
Thank you.
I did like that. Thanks to Gabor Kovacs for sending me that. As I said, check out his show at electricallanguage.co.uk. And yeah, it's like a bit like it's like a Hungarian version of Enya, really, isn't it? Yeah, very interesting. You can find Andrea Gerak at andreagerak.com. Links in the show notes, as always, itsafrogslife.net/podcast. If you want to get in touch, by the way, you can email podcast@itsafrogslife.net. Next up, Tinlin. Tinlin, or Alex Tinlin and Rolf Tinlin from Chesham. And I'm pretty sure I've played them in the past, but I can't be bothered to go back and have a look, so yeah, I'm pretty sure I have played them in the past. You can find them at tinlinmusic.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-N, tinlinmusic.com. And they supported Paul Carrack on his recent tour, and it was a huge tour as well, so they got really, really good exposure from that. They've got an album out called Instant Pleasure, which you can buy from CD Baby at cdbaby.com, but there's links in the show notes to that. So this is Tinlin and Soldier Boy.
Steve. questions, but do you want to hear what is on my mind? You're colorblind. You're colorblind. You're colorblind. Colorblind. Will you let me finish the words I want to say?
Was a Dropkick, our good friend's Dropkick. Dropkick from Scotland, and yeah, that's from their brand new CD. The album is called Time Cuts the Ties, and you can find out everything you ever need to know about them from their website, which is dropkickmusic.co.uk. It was that CD was launched a couple of months ago, something like that. Yes, and it sounds really, really good. In fact, I heard, I keep hearing all these Podsafe artists on the Amazing Radio, because I heard Dropkick on Amazing Radio as well. So if you are an independent unsigned artist, then go over to amazingtunes.co.uk and upload your tracks, and you never know, they could appear on the radio. Yes, and you never know what might happen from there. So that's almost it. I've got one more track to play. Before I do that, first of all, I'll tell you about the bedding track. The bedding music, I might as well tell you now rather than squeeze it in the end, is Matt Stevens. And it's the only track I could actually play on this one, because this is show number 111, and this is a track called 11. It's from Matt's album Ghost, which you can buy direct from Matt at mattstevensguitar.com. And that's it. A couple more things on the show. I've been on to the blogger site, and I've actually refreshed it. I've put a different theme onto it because I've had the same theme now for the last 5 years, so I thought a bit of a refresh wouldn't go amiss. Let me know what you think. It's different. It's a change. Change is good as the rest, I suppose. And talking of 5 years, my show's been running. This show has been running since 14th of July. 14th of July, 2006. So it's coming up to its fifth anniversary. I suppose with the break I've just taken, maybe it's the 4.5 year anniversary. Who knows? Anyway, it is the actual fifth anniversary of the show. So what I'm going to be doing is looking back through all of the shows, ever get the chance, and playing some of my favourite tracks from the last 5 years or so. If you've got any favourite tracks in particular that you'd like me to play, then drop me a line, podcast@itsafrogslife.net, and I will see what I can do. I also need to work out some a new way of getting tracks to me, because you can email them, but I did set up a Dropbox, and that was just going, and it was going fine, and then Dropbox went and sold out, so I need to think of another way for artists to get I think SoundCloud was something similar, or it was Drop.io, wasn't it? They're not Dropbox, Drop.io. So I'll find a replacement for that and let you know on the next show when that's up and running. So I'm going to finish off with another track from Baba Jack. This is from the newer CD released last year called Exercising Demons, and it's Big Man Blues.
You can raise your hand up to the sky. Or you can raise your hand up to the sky. Hey, big man, you weren't built to fly. To the Joshua tree. I'm gonna take you on back to the Joshua tree. Will you dance with me? I'll take you on back to the Joshua tree. Where do you want you to? walls of Jericho. Take them down with what we know. Jesus was a Jew, not a white man.
Ah, wasn't that a fantastic, a great way to start the show and a great way to end the show. Yes, this has been show number 111 of the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, Confessions of a Podcaster. Thank you to all of the artists who allowed me to play their music on the show. They've been Baba Jack times two, Luke Jackson, Joe Holtaway, Mike Katz and Mike Whelans, Andrea Garak, Tinlin, Dropkick, and Matt Stevens. The theme music you can hear behind me is Andrew Ellis with a track called Blind Mary, and I've put the other places where you can get the show. In fact, I've tidied it up a bit because I'm going to take out the MySpace link because I don't use MySpace anymore. The profile's still there, but I don't use it really. I mean, who does? Yeah, if you want more of me, then check out the Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk and click on Spotlight. Easy as that. And that's it. Yeah, I got to the end of it in one piece, I suppose. Now all I need to do is work out how to upload this and get it into the feed so you can listen to it. But I'm assuming if you listen to this now, then I got it right. Yeah, that's it. And I've run out of things to say. If you've got any suggestions, or if you know any musicians out there, acoustic musicians, then get them to get in touch. podcast@itsafrogslife.net, and I'll get the music to listen to and possibly play it on the show. Until next time, this is me, Graham Holland, saying take care and stay cool.
You've been listening to the It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast. It's a frog's life.net/podcast.